Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dope Black Podcast.
Welcome to the Dope Like This Podcast. My name is Arnold Sibanda, and today's topic is learning about yourself through fatherhood. So basically, I'm going to be sharing my fatherhood journey as a first-time dad and some of the things I've learned and unlearned. So one important thing I must note is that the learning doesn't stop. So it's constant learning and unlearning, actually. So yeah. So before I became a dad, actually, I was working on a paper on Black fatherhood, and I came across this quote by Stephanie, who's a Black educator. I'd said, Black fatherhood is an incomparable gift to Black men that truly comprehend what it means to be called dad. What a privilege it is to raise a child with patience, understanding, communication, support, encouragement, friendship, guidance, unconditional love. It is an absolute honor. Yes, so we're just going to note a few things in that quote. One being patience and understanding. Man, you're going to require lots of patience. Patience with yourself and understanding. Understanding yourself and understanding that this is going to be something new. You know, there's going to be changes. You know, and once you come to terms with that, it becomes easier to be able to communicate and support yourself and those around you, you know, during this transition. By those around you, I mean your partner and your unborn child, because you become a dad as soon as you guys are expecting. So that's when you start fathering, basically. So you don't start fathering once the child is here. That makes things much trickier and harder. So I suggest you start learning before. Yeah, so I suggest you start learning before, which is what I did. So I was also reading this book by a good friend of mine, Dumiso Mashaba. It's titled A Father Is Born, which I think is one of the best books out there, and the title alone speaks volumes. A father is born, meaning he also reborn as soon as you become a dad, you know, because you're going to be learning new things. This is a new experience, you know. And I've heard guys who have more than one child saying every experience is different. It's never really the same, so they go through transition all the time, which is also another interesting thing. So two important things: patience and understanding that this is going to be a totally new experience, and preparing beforehand. So nothing beats preparation, and by preparation I mean you know, support groups, reading, you know, and the internet is a great place to learn, man. You can meet other dads, you can meet like-minded people, you know, you can meet social fathers, you can meet good mentors on the internet. Yeah, So in my case, I had a very good support system. I had a support group of fathers who was able to ask questions, you know, and be able to prepare myself. And I had lots of literature on fatherhood, you know, basically reading about this subject for the longest time. So yeah, that sort of helped prepare myself, you know. So once you've prepared yourself and you have sort of an understanding, comes other things, you know, comes anxiety of how this whole thing is actually going to look, you know. So you start thinking how you're actually going to balance life, work and family. And yeah, I think those are the three most important things. You start thinking how am I going to balance these things, you know, because, you know, us as men, we reduce our roles to providing most of the times, you know, so which is provide, protect. So we reduce them to that, and we focus on either making more money, or then we neglect the other two, you know, which is taking care of home and make sure everyone is good. Which is where balancing comes in, you know, balancing responsibilities and priorities. So what I did was I literally wrote down my priorities and the amount of time I'm going to spend in this, because I was working on a number of projects at the time, but I needed to make sure I also have time for my partner to assist with this and that, and also time for myself as well. So once I had all that written down, and I had an idea of how I was going to divide my time and attention, it made things much easier, you know. It made things much easier, and I was able to pay attention and be attentive, and not only to my partner but to myself as well, because I was also going through changes, you know. I was very anxious, you know. I was like, what the hell am I going to do? How am I going to navigate this? You know. So I think I also went into a bit of a panic mode, like, man, is this going to work? How am I going to make this work? You know. Which is where that support group comes in, you know. Brothers you can go to and share this with, and they will give you solid advice based off their own experiences and what they went through as well. Because I believe the challenges we all go through are the same. The only different thing is how we process them, you know. Yeah. But they're all the same. The anxiety, the questioning yourself, the being distant because you don't have enough.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
information or the tools to deal with what you're going through. The emotions are all the same. So what we focused on was the tools, you know. So within the support group, the brothers will give me tools that I'll take home and use and apply, you know. One of the challenging things I must say was accepting that there's going to be major changes, you know. Accepting that there's going to be major changes at home, in our relationship. So that's one thing I struggled with. But also how I dealt with that was I had a support group to lean on, and also the unlearning of my old way of doing things and learning a new way of doing things that came in handy, which is not easy, but you need to be very patient with yourself. You need to take it one day at a time. So yeah, I'm going to keep emphasizing on patience, because it's one of the most important things that will help you get through this, you know. You have to make time for yourself, which is very important. You have to make time for yourself. You have to make time for yourself and take care of your emotional well-being, your physical well-being, because you're not good to anyone if you're not physically healthy or emotionally healthy. Yeah. So what I was doing at the time, I read a lot. So I had literature on fatherhood, fiction, just to get a better understanding, hear other people's stories, and also just get my mind off things. So that helped, you know. I think I've definitely become more patient and more understanding and more compassionate, you know, which is some of the good things about this, about going on this journey, you know. Yeah, you become a new person. Like I said when we started this, that a father is born, so you become reborn into this new man, you know. Another thing, as I was doing my research, as I found out that actually infants can recognize their father's voice within 14 days, which is very interesting, you know, because these guys, we tend to say no, the mother will take care of that, I'll come back later, I won't bond as much with my child for now, I'll come back when he can talk or start being active then, which is actually false, because infants can recognize their father's voice within 14 days. So with you being constantly there speaking to your job, it helps create that bond, which is what I was doing. I was literally there each and every day, man. I had to learn to change diapers, man. It was crazy. It was me on YouTube just going through videos, learning and trial and error, you know, which is skills development. So I gained new skills. I became skilled in a new thing. I gained a new skill. Yeah. Which is one of the beautiful things about fatherhood, I would say, you know. You learn so much. You learn to take care of another human being in a way you never have before, you know. Which grows character, man. It definitely does grow character, you know. It definitely builds character, you know. Then there's this need or urgency to take care of your family, you know. Which is one thing that fatherhood brings out in men in most instances, the need to take care of, the need to be responsible, you know. Which is one thing I'd like to encourage brothers out there to do, you know. I want you guys to take full responsibility of your family and of your child, and your woman as well. So which means will be setting values at home, setting boundaries, creating an environment where everyone can grow, you know, and everyone feels heard, seen. Yeah. So you have to take on that role very seriously, because now you're entrusted, because God has entrusted you within your life. So you have to make sure you're able to lead in a responsible way and create that environment that will allow your child to grow, that will allow your partner to feel supported, you know. And that's how you build a strong foundation for your family, which is one thing I had to check myself and come to terms with that. No, man, this is it. You have to do this. You have to step up and do this. So, which is beautiful. Like I said, it builds character. It builds character. I'm not saying you can't build character in other ways, but this for me, this was it for me. Then fast forward one year, 7 months. My son is almost 2 now. And I'm grateful for all the support I had and all the self-development I took upon myself, the learning, my support group, asking questions, being curious, man, being patient with myself, learning and relearning. I'm very grateful I was able to do that, you know. And it's important, you brothers, pray. If you pray, if you meditate. You need to be spiritually strong, you know. You need to be spiritually invested in growing as a man and as a father. You need to be very serious about working on that, which is what I did, you know. I felt enlightened, and I knew I was not alone, and that everything was going to work out, which is what I would also like to encourage your brothers to do, you know. Yeah. And overall, so far it's been a very pleasant journey, you know. The learning doesn't stop, man. You learn forever. Yeah. So which is good, because you can't grow if you don't learn. So the more you learn, the more you grow. As a father, as a man, as a husband, the more you grow, you know. You learn new things about yourself every day. Like, actually, I'm capable of this, you know. Actually, I'm very impatient. I need to work on that. Then you do that. Then you do the work. Yeah. Then in that way we grow. Yeah, so I think for my second one, I'll be definitely more ready. I have some experience now. I know what I'm working with. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Dope Black Podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.